Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line from Hollow Rock, Tennessee, Henry Lamb of Echologic. Hi, Henry. How are you doing?
Just super, Dr. Stan.
Well, we're going to talk today about, of course, the implications of the Kyoto Protocol, and really whatever Henry wants to talk about, because he's on the front lines of this whole battle, really to prevent the enemies of freedom from using the threat of environmental catastrophe to destroy freedom, as we've noted here in America. So you pick up the story there, Henry.
Well, the Kyoto Protocol is very, very important again, simply because Russia has decided that it will now ratify the protocol, which will bring enough nations to the table for the protocol to become international binding law. The United States is still not a party to the Kyoto Protocol, but nonetheless, this agreement will come into force, and it will certainly have impact on the United States. But at the moment, we don't know exactly what shape or form that impact will take.
Well, of course, if the United States says we're not going to abide by the Kyoto Protocol, is there anything the rest of the world can do to force us to go along with it?
Oh, yes. They can't necessarily force us to go along with it, but they can penalize the United States in a great variety of ways. In fact, the 10th anniversary of the Climate Change Treaty occurs next month, and the 10th Conference of the Parties will be gathering in Buenos Aires. The delegates to that conference are just absolutely giddy about this meeting in anticipation of the protocol entering into force. And one of the topics that's not on the agenda, but the topic that will be discussed in the hallways, is how to penalize the United States for withdrawing and how to further penalize the United States for reelecting George Bush.
Well, now, of course, the thing is that I think that the average person out there needs to understand the purpose of the Kyoto Protocol is not to limit greenhouse emissions. It is certainly not going to accomplish that, because China and the third world countries, which are rapidly developing and creating more greenhouse gases, really aren't included within the requirements. So all this is really going to do is attack the infrastructure of the United States. In fact, it really won't have that much influence over in Europe, will it?
It will. You were right. The purpose of the protocol has always been to redistribute the wealth of the United States and developed countries to the developing countries. And while that is still the purpose, it cannot have the binding effect on the United States that it would have were we a party to the protocol. But nonetheless, the protocol can impose penalties on the United States in a variety of ways.
All right, how can it actually penalize the United States?
Well, the first way is through the World Trade Organization. As you know, Dr. Stan, I've attended dozens of those meetings over the last several years.
All right, I'm going to ask you to sort of hold that thought, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Mr. Henry Lamb talking about the Kyoto Protocol, the attack on the infrastructure, the economic infrastructure of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Mr. Henry Lamb. We're talking about the Kyoto Protocol and of course, its implications as far as our lives are concerned. And, of course, what we were just saying is that the Kyoto Protocol is an attack on the economic infrastructure of the United States, because it would require us to dramatically decrease the use of energy of all sorts here. And, of course, our industrial capacity, what we still have, is dependent upon the availability of energy. Now, this is not going to reduce greenhouse emissions, because there are no requirements for China, which is the largest polluter in the world today, to cut back on their emissions, or on third world countries to cut back on their emissions. It is only really for first world nations, and this will primarily influence the United States, because certainly Europe gets so much of their electricity from nuclear, and we can't do that here. We develop the technology, we develop the plants, but we can't have them here in America, but they can have them every other place in the world. And oh, this is the most incredible scam, and you wonder how the American people could ever have been taken in. But you pick up the story. Henry, you were saying that they are going to be holding a meeting very, very soon. And, of course, everybody is so joyful that now they're going to be able to destroy the infrastructure, the industrial infrastructure, the energy infrastructure of America.
Sure. At all of the meetings that I have attended since 1996, compliance and enforcement have been the key point of conversation. How do you force nations to comply with these draconian rules that this group sets forth? Nowhere in the protocol is enforcement and compliance even addressed. All of the discussion in the hallways, however, has been to get the World Trade Organizations to impose sanctions on those countries that fail to comply. Now, the United States is a member of the World Trade Organization, and as such, we are bound by the decisions that come from the WTO. So that is one way that the Kyoto Protocol could impose financial penalties on the United States. Another way, now that Russia has ratified this thing, and the treaty, it will be entering into force early next year, the protocol itself can issue its own enforcement mechanism, and, for example, it could require exporting countries to impose a tariff on non-member nations.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Henry Lamb of Echologic, back there in Hollow Rock, Tennessee. And I was asking Henry, well, how are they going to bring pressure to bear on the United States? You know, if we just say, well, we're not a party to this Kyoto Protocol, we're not going to destroy the industrial infrastructure of our country. And, of course, Henry was saying that one of the things that they can do is bring pressure to bear on us through the World Trade Organization, and they can allow other countries to impose tariffs on our products. We won't have tariffs on their products, but they can impose tariffs on our products because we won't go along with international law. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, sure. That's certainly a possibility. What's probably more likely, however, is the authorization of a direct energy tax on non-compliant nations, including those that may not be a member of the protocol. You know, we import more than 50% of our energy now. Imagine that if this international body imposes a tax on our imports, we have no leverage, no way of not paying it. We are dependent on imports, and if Saudi Arabia or other petroleum-producing countries are forced to impose a tariff or a tax on us for importing their petroleum, what are we going to do? We're going to pay it.
And, of course, we'll have no choice. And, of course, they have effectively stopped us from drilling either up in Alaska, so many other places where there is oil. And it would be many years before we could even begin to bring this online or begin to get the oil out of the shale, the large shale deposits available in Canada and in the United States, predominantly in Canada. In fact, the Chinese communists are in the process of buying up that shale so that we won't have access to it, and suddenly now we will be totally dependent upon the world organizations, and we will have to do what we are told, or they will cut off our supply of oil, which is exactly what happened to the Japanese, you know, back before the Second World War. They had no alternative but to attack, because we'd put an oil embargo on them. They couldn't get oil anywhere in the world. Well, I suppose we'd be able to get it, but the price would be hiked with that tax, wouldn't it?
Well, certainly. And that's how the international community seeks to control the United States. Now, the energy that we consume is what fuels our economy. The entity or institution that controls our energy input also controls our economic output. That's why it is absolutely essential that we must increase our domestic production in both coal and in petroleum and in nuclear energy, as well as any alternative energies that are out there and may be used appropriately.
But, of course, we've been blocked at every turn. Everybody else in the world can have nuclear plants. We've been building nuclear plants for North Korea, but we couldn't have one here in America. Oh, they're not safe. They might explode. We don't know what to do with the fuel rods. We can't do what everybody else does in the world, reprocess them. No, we can't do that here.
We have to do that, Dr. Stanley.
I know we do. I'm pointing out that how sure. Absurd the whole situation. How can the American people be so misled by the media that's never told them, what do you do? You don't store it in Nevada. You reprocess them. Why don't we reprocess them? Because they've never told us we could.
Yeah, right. But, you know, when the ANWR proposal was first introduced 10 years ago, it was defeated by the environmental extremists. Had we been successful at that time and begun the process of drilling in ANWR, today we would have at least an additional 1 million barrels per day available in this market. And that could have enormous impact. And
sure.
That oil would flow from 20 to 40 years.
And there may be a lot more oil up there than we've been led to believe, but they've blocked it, and even if we started drilling tomorrow, it would still be 5 to 10 years before we'd get it. Take that long to get the pipelines built. So they've created a crisis. Doesn't matter whether it's real or created. They've created a crisis, and we're going to have to live with this.
That's right. And it's not only in drilling in ANWR. We have to build and upgrade our refining capacity. We have to begin developing nuclear energy plants. You know, we really have to get serious about our energy. This baloney that we have been listening to for the last decade and a half about global warming and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, people have to recognize that either they are going to be able to say, gee whiz, we did not increase the carbon in our atmosphere, and stay home or walk or ride a bicycle, or look out and have exactly the same climate, exactly the same weather, and be able to get in their car, their SUV, their pickup truck, and go where they want to go.
Well, of course, if they can take away the availability of oil or drive the price of gasoline so high, people aren't going to be able to travel. And I think we really need to address this whole thing of global warming. Are we in a gradual, normal heating up of the global climate? Haven't we been in this for the last 400 years, just as for the 1,000 years before that? Why we had a cooling in back about 1600, why we began warming again? Isn't that the truth of what's really going on?
That's absolutely the truth. And, you know, people listen to these propaganda mills about the ice caps melting and the hurricanes are more frequent and more intense and the oceans are rising and, you know, the hell is descending on the earth because we're driving our automobiles. That's pure garbage. And it's not just my opinion that it's garbage. The scientific evidence that has been accumulated in the last 15 years continues to overwhelmingly indicate that the changes in climate that we have seen and measured are perfectly normal and within the traditional realm of variability.
I think the important thing for people to realize is the reason Greenland is called Greenland, even though it's covered with ice today, 50 or 60 feet thick, you know, is because it, about a thousand years ago, there were grapevines, then the green foliage in Greenland. And then we went through a cooling phase. That went on for about 1,000 years. And then about 600 years ago, something about 400 years ago, we started the gradually warming phase. So things are gradually getting warming. But of course, this has nothing to do with CO2 in the atmosphere. What part of the greenhouse gases is carbon dioxide? It's only a small, very small percentage, isn't it?
All greenhouse gases comprise less than 2% of the atmosphere. And of that 2%, 98% is water vapor.
So it's about maybe less than 2% is actually CO2, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe.
Sure.
And we are in a gradual increasing global warming, but it has nothing to do with the CO2 in the air. It has to do with the natural changes and that have gone on since the beginning of recorded time of heating and cooling and heating and cooling. It all has to do with the sun, has nothing to do with CO2.
Well, that's absolutely right. And historically, if you study the record, we find that temperature increases precede increases in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, not the opposite.
Right.
So, and you know, this is based on just tons of scientific studies over the years, but it is that information is ignored.
And of course, I love these articles in the propagandist New York Times. They all the scientists agree on this, and the truth is, almost none of the scientists agree unless they've got a government grant or they're working for the government. And a lot of them will agree, and then they will tell the other scientists we're doing this because we want to keep our jobs. And they're threatened if they don't go along with this scam. Did you see that wonderful movie? It was called The Day After Tomorrow. It was a story about global warming and how it was going to destroy the world. And
just more garbage.
Oh, it really was, but there was one beautiful thing in there. And they went to this museum and they see this mastodon, or at least a mock-up of a mastodon, that was found somewhere up in the tundra with, of course, green foliage in its stomach. And they're saying, you know, a cataclysmic event occurred and there was suddenly freezing and this mastodon suddenly froze to death, you know, because of the... and they said that this was somehow related to global warming that had done that. Well, I just want to know if it was global warming that created this sudden climate change, and this was done 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. Was it the automotive CO2 greenhouse gases that caused that?
Well, there's nothing logical or reasonable about the global warming discussion, the global warming debate.
I know.
It is propaganda driven. It has to do with the overall global environmental agenda and the international community's determination to find a way to control the United States.
And I think that is so important, Henry. People do not understand this is an attack on America, and it's being foisted upon us by many of our own organizations here, the environmental organizations, much of our major media, and they're all lying to the American people.
That's true. Now, one of the things that is I find ironic that few people in this country know, simply because our mainstream media didn't cover it. Russia did not ratify the Kyoto Protocol for a reason for the last since 1997, because their scientists had come to the independent conclusion that the science was a farce. And in fact, just last summer, Russia invited the scientists of the world for a conference. And after the break, we'll talk about that conference.
And I think, of course, the one reason that Russia recently signed it was they were promised a reward that's going to take them into the World Trade Organization. That'll open them up for loans and all sorts of financial goodies and stimulate their economy. So they were willing to sign it, not because they believe in it, but, of course, as a means of economic leverage. But it's all aimed at destroying America. And until the American people understand that, why nothing's going to change. Do you really care? Could this be possible? Could America be under attack today by many of our own leaders and our media and our foundations and the environmental movement? We'll be back here in just a moment with Henry Lamb here at Radio Liberty.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this afternoon is Henry Lamb of Echologic. Henry, what was it were you saying just before I so rudely interrupted you there?
That's okay. This conference that Russia planned and conducted last summer was designed to reveal the fallacies of the global warming science. When the delegates from Great Britain and France got there, saw the agenda, saw the speaker lineup, they protested and demanded that the agenda be changed. And, in fact, walked out of the conference until the agenda was changed. It was during that conference, many people say, that Putin and the Jacques Chirac, or his delegate, and the European Union negotiated the entry admission into the World Trade Organization for Russia if Russia would ratify the protocol. Because after the discussions, the Russians came back in and announced that the agenda would be changed, that none of the scientists who did not agree with the United Nations on the issue would not be allowed to speak. And from that day forward, Russia has been on a fast track to ratify the protocol, and in fact did ratify it just last week.
And of course, I think it's so important that people know that Dr. Art Robinson, who I know Henry knows and I know personally, had sent out questionnaires to scientists, and over 17 scientists who deal with atmosphere and atmospheric problems had signed a petition saying there is absolutely no scientific evidence that greenhouse gases influence the current trend for global warming, which is a very minimal trend, but it's a gradual trend that's been going on since about the 1600s over a 400-year period. So people have to understand that what's actually going on. And of course, the global warming that we have, very minimal, but it certainly is an upward trend, started long before, of course, there were any greenhouse gases related to CO2, because, of course, most greenhouse gases, 98% of them, are water vapor. So this is a scam, but really doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will agree. Now, will this Kyoto Protocol have an impact on France and Great Britain and Germany?
Well, it will have an impact, and it will have an economic impact, simply because the main feature of the protocol at the moment is an emissions trading system.
All right. Could you explain that to our listeners?
Yes. The nations who are below in their target for emission productions will be assigned CO2 credits, which they then can sell to nations that have not yet achieved their target or whose emissions exceed their target. It is a complex way of putting a cash value on hot air.
Well, of course, is this really going to decrease CO2, or is this simply a scam to transfer our wealth and
sure.
the contamination, the CO2 is going to continue?
Oh, yeah, it has nothing to do with reducing CO2. It has to do with penalizing those who produce CO2 and rewarding those who don't.
Except, of course, if you're in communist China or, of course, the other developing countries, then they can pollute all they want to, can't they?
Sure. They have no limits at all.
Well, if we're really concerned about greenhouse gases, why aren't we going to limit what's happening over in China? Because apparently they have open smelters. They're doing their smelters, of course, type we had here in 1940 that we no longer allowed to have here. So most of the smelting is done over in China, and they're polluting it. Doesn't that same greenhouse gases affect us?
Well, Dr. Stan, as I said earlier, the protocol has never had anything to do with global warming or the environment at all. It has to do with the transfer of wealth. It is using environmentalism as an excuse to create a mechanism to force the transfer of wealth from developed countries to developing countries.
And it sort of goes along with the Earth Charter, doesn't it? Point 10, that says we will distribute wealth within nations and between nations. That's point 10 of the Earth Charter, almost as if this whole thing is planned just to accomplish that.
Well, it certainly is. And the climate change is the premium mechanism. The Law of the Seas Treaty contains that same element, as does some of the other treaties that the United Nations has been advancing in recent years.
And I think the average American, because of the degree of control over the media, has no idea what's really happening. And they're not going to understand until our living standards begin to drop and drop dramatically, and then they're going to say, how did it happen?
That's right. And why doesn't somebody do something about it?
Well, of course, it's always, why doesn't somebody else do something about it? Well, we can. We can all be involved. First of all, we've got to find out if it's true. And when we get back, I'm going to give you email and how to get hold of Henry, because Henry's got some of the greatest information you'll find anywhere in the country on this whole global warming scam and the Kyoto Protocol.
Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention, we carry Sanjin shortwave radios, and if you would like to hear our other programs, and of course, we're on the shortwave 4 hours every day, and you can get our frequencies. This frequency is 7.535. The evening programs at 7.535, and then, of course, the first hour is 5.835. That's 5.835. The second hour, 5.970. So if you'd like to get a Sanjin radio, go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can see them there. We also carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum that will take your child from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. The only thing you have to buy independently of the Saxon math textbooks, everything else is included, the test, the answers of the test, the lesson plans, the Robinson Homeschool Program, the Sanjin Radio, both available from Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Henry Lamb of Echologic. Henry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your information. But before we do that, let me just put our telephone number out. It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. The question is this really true? Are we telling you the truth? And is the media lying to you? Or is the media telling the truth? And Henry and I are lying to you. I mean, those are the only two options. There's really no place in between. Either the media is working in concert or we are working in concert. Who's telling the truth? Because if we're right, of course, why your living standards and the living standards of your children are going to change dramatically. If we're not telling the truth, you've got nothing to worry about. Well, Henry, how can people get in touch with you and begin to get some documentation on what you're saying?
The easiest way to reach us, Dr. Stan, is through our websites. All of our websites are available at freedom.org. It's very easy to remember, very easy to access, freedom.org. And at that site, you will find that we host several other websites, including Sovereignty International, which focuses primarily on international issues such as the Climate Change Treaty and the other international treaties. And we also, you will find Ecologic Online, which is our twice-monthly online magazine that focuses on these issues as well as domestic issues.
And I think the information is valid. It's important, and one of the finest sources of information you'll find anywhere in the country. So go to freedom.org. That's freedom.org. Get on the Internet. If you don't have access to it, buy yourself a computer. It's one of the, you know, they're not that expensive now. It's one of the most important things you can do because, well, it was Thomas Jefferson who said, if people expect to live both ignorant and free in a state of civilization, they expect what never was and never will be. If you're concerned about your future and your children's future, find out if Henry is telling the truth. And I can tell you he is. I wouldn't have him on here, certainly as frequently as we do in one of our favorite guests, if his information wasn't absolutely accurate. So you got to find out what this is about. We're under attack today. And while our attention is focused over in Iraq, why, of course, we're losing our freedom here at home. Now, Henry, what can the average person out there in the listening audience who hears your story and says, well, maybe this is true, but what can I do? So the question is, what can they do about it?
Well, the most important thing that people can do is to be informed, to stay up on the news, and I mean on the real news, not just what you hear on ABC and CNN. We are sending one of our board members to this meeting in Buenos Aires next month expressly for the purpose of reporting back to us through our website what is actually going on. People who know about our website can monitor events there on a daily basis and know exactly what's going on. Then the next thing that needs to happen is for people to get acquainted with their elected officials and make sure that their elected officials not only know how they feel about the Climate Change Treaty, or the Law of the Seas Treaty, or the Biodiversity Treaty, but why they oppose it. It's not enough just to write a letter to your congressman and say, please oppose this treaty. You need to be able to say why you oppose the treaty. And that's why it's important to have the information that we provide for you.
And I think it's really so amazing that, well, they got one of their treaties through. It was called the Desertification Treaty. And, of course, the senators voted for it. They were simply told, oh, this is just clean-up information, just has to do with individuals, nothing here of any significance. And they turned over two-thirds of the arable land of the United Nations, of the world, including the United States, to the United Nations for planning control. Now, of course, they will direct it, and then the state and local planning commissions will actually control it. Is that correct? Did that really happen?
That is correct. The policies are developed at the international level, and then because we are parties to the treaty, we are obligated to implement the policies that the international community develops.
And, of course, none of the senators who voted for that, and it was a unanimous vote, because Jesse Helms told it was perfectly all right. Why did Jesse Helms do that?
It was not really Jesse Helms.
It wasn't?
That came out of a committee. And if you will recall, Jesse was quite ill at the time.
Okay, so he wasn't feeling very well.
And he was not really aware of how it came about. That treaty was included in a package of technical treaties. 34 treaties came forward in one bill. And it was described to the Senate as technical revisions to existing treaties. And this package contained the Treaty on Desertification. And it was enacted late at night by voice vote without the first word of debate on the Senate floor.
Because they lied to the Senate and the senators hadn't read the bill.
That's right.
Well, that's how so much of what is done back in Washington, D.C., and that's how we lose our freedom. Because that treaty now, of course, is the law of the land Right now, let's go to Robert in Illinois. And incidentally, I would add for our listeners, the fact you haven't heard this probably before simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having Henry Lamb on. So I was wanting to ask about, I believe it's like UNESCO and the rewilding of America, the World Wildlife Fund and that. And I think I heard that they already started with the Everglades in Florida, like turning it back to before humans were there. I just wonder how the United Nations is progressing with doing that to the United States now.
All right. All right. Go ahead, Henry.
They have been progressing quite steadily for a number of years, and it is true that Everglades is the primary target, but so is most of the West, and all of the areas around 47 international biosphere reserves throughout the country. But it is expanding. And since the United States did rejoin UNESCO this past year, the biosphere reserve people are all excited and are in the process right now of ramping up new plans for expanding the biosphere reserves around the country, including the Everglades.
Do we have one here in the Monterey Bay area, do you know?
You have at least two in California. In Southern California and in Northern California.
All right. My understanding is that one somewhere around here, because, you know, everybody says, well, see, as long as it's not in my backyard, I don't care. Too bad about those people over there losing their property, as long as I have my property.
Well, Dr. Stan, these people need to understand that the objective and the published plan is to connect these biosphere reserves with corridors of wilderness. And you will see, in much of the material that you read from the environmental organizations, the promotion of corridors, whether they be scenic byway corridors or trail corridors or heritage corridors, these are all euphemisms that describe the effort to move people out of these connecting corridors so that all of the biosphere reserves will eventually be connected.
Make it easier for the grizzly bears and the wolves. Anything else you wanted to ask there, Robert?
I was wondering if Henry ever looked into anything like the abiotic oil that might come from methane from the mantle instead of from fossil fuels, or about coal fusion or any alternative energy sources like that.
Only peripherally, Robert. That is an area of great interest. Anything related to the production of energy certainly is. But it is a luxury for me to be able to devote much time to those issues that are more exotic than the urgent issues of the day.
Robert, we have enough coal in the United States to give energy to the United States for the next 500 years. Now, Adolf Hitler knew how to make gasoline out of coal. Certainly when I lived in South Africa in 1974, they were manufacturing gasoline and oil out of coal, but we have no idea how to do it today. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Ken, who's calling from Watsonville. Hi, Ken.
Hi. Regarding the pollution in China, has Mr. Lamb's people been watching what has been coming here through the jet streams and so forth? Because in 2002, if you remember, Dr. Stan, Mongolia's dust clouds hit the Monterey Bay, and they finally admitted it, if you remember.
I remember that, yeah. And what was the point you were going to make? You're thinking that maybe all the pollution in China will eventually get over here?
Well, I'm saying, in other words, there was one little article in the newspaper at one point that they were going to check along the California coast to see what was incoming. In other words, we've had the blame in the Central Valley and whatever in the United States of bad pollution, but how much of it was China? And I've never seen the answer to what they were saying.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on that, Henry?
And the atmospheric scientist in one of the UC campuses got angry at me when I asked him about the jet stream that was acting artificially along the backside of California.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Henry?
Well, there's no doubt that there is atmospheric transfer from country to country and perhaps around the globe. The extent, the magnitude, is something that I am not aware of any current studies while there certainly may be, it's just not an area that I have done any research in.
I think, Ken, you must understand we are not to ask embarrassing questions like, why are we unconcerned about pollution in China when we're so concerned about pollution in Santa Cruz and Watsonville? Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that's it, and thank you very
much.
Thank
you so very much. God bless you. In fact, recently we were out in the San Joaquin Valley, and we heard this broadcast, and they were saying that the terrible pollution in the San Joaquin Valley and how the children were getting their asthma, and half of the pollution came from the methane released by the cattle. And the methane released by the from the intestines of the cattle was one of the biggest causes of pollution in the San Joaquin Valley. And the people actually put that news broadcast off without even laughing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I'm sure there are an awful lot of people who are out there who are nodding their head and thinking about the poor kids with the asthma. You know, and it's all because of the methane from the cattle.
Sure.
And it's really, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it enough times, everybody's going to believe it.
Well, if it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, if it has the Sierra Club or Greenpeace or the Nature Conservancy attached to it, it becomes gospel.
Well, now, what are we going to do? Certainly the Kyoto Protocol is going to be ratified here within a month. And, of course, then they're going to begin putting pressure on America. And already with a weakening economy, this could really create real problems, couldn't it?
Oh, it certainly could. And I think what we have to do, Dr. Stan, is to continue to exert the economic and political force of the United States to change the direction of the international community. Now, while the Kyoto Protocol may be able to create taxing mechanisms and impose those mechanisms on other countries in order to try to force them to impose taxes on us, the United States has sufficient economic and political power to negate that force if we have the political will to do it. There's not a country in this world that in one way or another is not very dependent upon support from the United States. And just like this International Criminal Court business, when the international community tried to impose it upon us, our administration went out and negotiated individual agreements with other nations, saying essentially, okay, if you want our support, our defense, if you want our economic involvement in your state, then you have to sign this agreement guaranteeing that United States military personnel will not be subject to the International Criminal Court on your land. And many nations have entered into those kinds of agreements with us. And that's the kind of thing that we have to do to protect ourselves from this aggressive ambition of the international community.
And I agree with you totally. And the thing is that the American people have to become educated, and everybody out there in the listening audience has an obligation, first of all, to determine if what we're saying is the truth. Go up on the internet and look up Art Robinson, Dr. Art Robinson, and you'll get information on the petition he sent out to all the leading scientists in the world, and 17,000 of them said, this is a lot of foolishness, and I think the government at the most ever had about 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they were all government employees or people on government grants. And of course, what this is going to bring about is what Al Gore described as a retching transformation of America. A retching transformation of America. Do you want to see a retching transformation of America? Because that's going to bring terrible suffering to our people, and it's about time people get involved while we still can be involved. Until people understand that there are people who have a different agenda. What motivates these people on the other side, Henry?
I think that for many of the people, it is control. And, you know, at the end of the day, their motivation comes from a totally different philosophy of governance. Much of Europe, and in fact much of the world, believes that government should be and is the omnipotent power that dictates and grants or denies individuals their rights.
Sort of a feudalistic system, then, basically, for the ruling elite?
A Rousseau philosophy that is diametrically opposite from the John Locke philosophy, on which American governance is founded, that says simply that the individual is sovereign, and the consent of the governed empowers government. That's just opposite from what much of the rest of the world believes.
And, of course, if this becomes a reality, then the American dream as we've known it and the freedoms we've enjoyed here will simply become a remembrance of things past.
Well, it's true. And sadly, in the last 20 years, I have witnessed the transformation of this country through excessive environmental regulations primarily and social regulations that gives to government the power to dictate what individuals may and may not do with their lives and with their own property, contrary to the Constitution. And that we have to reverse.
Amen to that. And, of course, the first thing we have to do is understand what the Constitution says, and that property rights are the very essence of individual freedom. And if there are no property rights, then there are no individual rights. There's no individual liberty. God bless you. Let's get your address out just one more time.
Our website is freedom.org. If you want to write to us, write simply to ECO, E-C-O, Hollow Rock, Tennessee, 38342.
38342, Hollow Rock, Tennessee, 38342. God bless you, Henry. Thanks so much for being with us. Great, great program.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you really want to understand what happened at Waco, you need to get the video, Waco Rules of Engagement, one of the most gripping presentations I've ever seen on video film. It's two and a half hours, won awards all over the country, and, of course, unless you listen to alternative radio, you've never heard about it. And then, of course, we have another video, and it's called Waco, A New Revelation. And you'll actually hear interviews with people who had interviewed the special forces assassins that were sent in to kill the people of Waco and to kill the children there. And the Waco, A New Revelation is one of the most gripping videos I've ever seen. And when you realize that there were special forces people who were sent in, and their job was to kill the Americans who were there, and because Janet Reno had ordered this thing was to be brought to an end, and they burned many of them alive. You have to understand that there is evil out there, and you'll actually hear the interviews with the people who talk to these people. Waco, A New Revelation, one of the most important videos I've ever seen. You need to understand that we're against organized evil. And, of course, the fact that you've never heard most of this before simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. And then, of course, you need to see the video cover-up in Oklahoma City, or get our Oklahoma City special with all sorts of tape sets and interviews with the key people who understood what was going on, investigators. But certainly the cover-up in Oklahoma video, it was actually the film clips that were actually shot in Oklahoma City immediately after the bombing of the Oklahoma City building, and 168 Americans died there. And there were two explosions, and you'll hear the people who were there describing the two explosions. Well, if there were two explosions, I thought there was just the one truck. Well, you have to remember what Timothy McVeigh said, wrote his sister. I'm part of a special forces team involved in illegal activity. Cover up in Oklahoma City, 1-800-544-8927. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and for our listeners, if you want to verify that quotation from Timothy McVeigh I just used, where his sister actually, of course, read from the letter her brother had written her saying, I am part of a secret special forces unit involved in illegal activity. And, of course, that was how Stephen Jones opened his defense. There in Denver, the first day of the defense trial, at the trial, and, you know, not one word in the American media. How could you possibly black out something like that? That's covered in Stephen Jones' second book. Others unknown, the Oklahoma City bombing conspiracy. And if you're out there in the audience and saying, that couldn't be true, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. We'll make copies of the page of the book and let you read it yourself and understand that if they had that degree of control over the media, why, of course, no man's life or property or family are safe. And if you want to understand how it's done, we carry the book entitled The New Media Monopoly, written by Ben Bigdakian, who was the chairman of the Department of Journalism at the University of California in Berkeley until he retired, the former chairman of the Department of Journalism there. The New Media Monopoly, you need to get the information. You need to get our information on mind control, our four tape sets. You need to get our new four tape set on Operation Paperclip. You need to get our new four tape set on depleted uranium, because we're waging a nuclear war over there in Iraq, as well as a lethal war with bullets. And then, of course, you need to get our four tapes out on fluoride, because they're poisoning us. And, of course, what they're doing is decreasing the testosterone level in men, and, of course, interrupting the fertility of women with fluoride. That's why they're fluoridating the water. It has nothing to do with children's teeth. After all, if fluoride really stopped at cavities in children, and then, of course, the teeth aren't going to get cavities when they grow up, why are there so many dentists in San Francisco where they fluoridated the water for years? Why are there so many dentists in New York City where they fluoridated the water for years? What are those dentists doing? Well, of course, a lot of them are taking care of the cavities because there are just as many casualties as there were before. But they can't tell you that. It's all about population control. You need to get our four tapes out on aspartame and MSG because they're poisonous. What does aspartame do? One thing, it lowers the testosterone level. And, of course, it prevents pregnancy. Once again, population control, but it also, of course, affects your mind and of course, your endocrine system. And of course, if you have not yet heard my talk on that, you need to get our four tape set on aspartame and MSG. And then, of course, you need to get our four tape set on mercury. They're poisoning our children. And right now, of course, one of the greatest scams of all time, they're telling everybody to go out and get their influenza shot, especially the older people and the young people at 6 months of age. And yet, if any of you would like the reprint, we'll be glad to send it to you from Dr. Fudenberg's website, Fudenberg, over 850 peer-reviewed articles, one of the world's leading vaccinologists, and he points out, if you're over 65, pardon me, between 60 and 65, and you take 3 to 4 influenza shots over a 5-year period, 10 years later, why, your chance of getting Alzheimer's disease increases at 1,000%. Well, if it does that to adults, what do you think that same amount of mercury and aluminum does to the brain of a 6-month-old child? Who would want to harm children? Ladies and gentlemen, there are evil people out there. And the average doctor doesn't know this, but you need to get the facts. If you'd like to get the material from Dr. Fudenberg, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, or you can go up on the website and look at his website under his credentials, and then look under his abstracts, and then go down to the bottom line, look at the far right, or we'll send that to you free of charge. Of course, we hope you'll want to get these other things. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your health and your children's health that's at stake. Do you really care? Do you think everything's going to be all right if you aren't involved? Oh, you say it's all in God's hands. Yes, God is supreme, but, I mean, do you take out fire insurance? Why do you take out fire insurance and health insurance and car insurance? Well, I think we've got an awful lot of people out there. We're trying to leave it all on God, and he put us here for a purpose. We're involved, whether we want to be or not. Pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.